This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You can listen to this on YouTube.
Okay, wait, they've got to say something else besides that, Mother.
What is going on here?
We just wanted to tell the Sneaky Freaks, hey, you can be watching this on YouTube.
Hey, Sneaky Freaks, you can be watching this on YouTube.
All right, they get it. Go to YouTube.com and look up Sex Talk with My Mom. You can watch this whole episode live. Is it live? No. You can watch this whole episode with us, IRL.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Why are you flogging me?
What the fuck is this? This is what I'm introducing the show now.
No, put my flogger down.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I think I went cross-eyed. Keep it in. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
And we are chatting about sex here on wherever you're listening to this. It could be on YouTube at this point.
I'm hoping it is on YouTube or TikTok.
Which is why it matters.
Or Instagram.
That I'm currently going cross-eyed. And it also matters because we have our wonderful videographer and producer and $5,000 man, Dale, here. Dale, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Dale.
Dale had a 15 minutes of fame recently.
Yeah, Dale, what happened over there?
I was talking to a friend I hadn't seen in a while, and we were talking about me working on this show, and turns out he was a listener, because I said that I got to talk every now and then, and he's like, whoa, you're Dale? And I'm like, yeah.
The famous Dale.
Dale got his 15 minutes of fame.
Dale, don't let that go to your head. You're currently wearing a shirt that says $5,000.
Yeah.
I mean, is this because you were found, you were seen in the public?
Yeah, that's what he made me feel like.
Yeah, $5,000.
$5,000 man.
That's right. I love that. Well, we're happy to have you here, Dale.
I am, for sure.
Thanks for having me.
I would also like to welcome all of you wonderful sneaky freaks to this wild ride.
Right.
And I'd like to play a voicemail from one of our sneaky freaks, Mr. Bean. I have no recollection of what this says, but I thought we'd play it and see what goes on.
Well, Mr. Bean, for those of you who don't know him very well, he's a longtime Sneaky Freak listener, and he's at one point or another suggested that he put Pop Rocks up his ass.
Yeah, that's right. Beans in his rectum.
Beans in his rectum, so he got the name Mr. Bean.
That's right. So this is from Mr. Bean.
Yeah, I have a great free date idea. My date is to bring them to the soup kitchen. Free meals. And all the romance you can get, and a wide variety of people to meet. Damn, I am like the love guru. Ha ha.
Thank you, love guru, Mr.
Yeah.
Bean.
And now you know why we love Mr. Bean so much.
Wow, that is a great idea. That was to you, Dale.
Yeah.
That's a shout out to you looking for cheap date ideas.
Well, no, it was a shout out to all of us because we were all looking. I asked you, and you came up with a brilliant idea.
Costco?
Yeah. Which is actually worse than Mr. Bean's idea.
And a shout out to my friend Schmulz, who gave me that idea. I don't want to take credit alone.
Oh,
Schmulz. I think has done the Costco date.
Oh, no. Okay.
So, Dale, feel free to take your partner to a soup kitchen.
No, do not listen to Mr. Bean or Cam. Or Shmuel, for that matter.
All right. We did have a question this week to lube it up. This is Lube It Up, presented by Uber Lube
to save the day.
Uber Lube is our favorite high-grade silicone lubricant, and they are presenting this segment just to help lubricate this conversation.
You know, I really think it's important that people realize that lube is not just for dryness. It's for just to enjoy sex better. Wetter is better, Cam.
You're telling me. You put that shit on me. I think I get harder just knowing it's there.
What do you mean I put that shit on you? I never put any shit on you.
No. I'm saying that the hypothetical you, anyone could put lube on me, any part of my body, by the way, and I will start getting aroused.
Okay, thank you for sharing.
Especially Uber Lube, because it comes in a beautiful glass bottle.
And what's nice about that is that, for those who don't know what it is, they think it's like a little bottle of perfume or something. So you can have it right there. Your kids can walk in. They have no idea that sitting there is the most famous Uber Lube in the world.
Uber Lube is especially nice. Dermatologists recommend it because it's very sensitive to your skin. It keeps your pH balanced, doesn't screw it up.
You know what I like about it? No smell, no taste. And it's good for oral, anal, and vaginal.
That is absolutely right. And guess what? What I really like is that you can get 10% off and free shipping when you go to Uber Lube.
To save the day.
Uberlube.com and enter code MOM. You get 10% off and free shipping. That's UberLube.com. And enter code MOM to get 10% off.
You know what I would like to know? I would like to know if any of our sneaky freaks enjoy using Uber Lube.
They do. They're constantly writing in about this.
Well, let us know on Instagram so that I can repost it.
Okay. All right. Speaking of, they wanted to sponsor this segment where we ask a question. And the question of this week is, what is one non-sexual thing that turns you on?
Well, I answered this on TikTok.
Which is what?
I had to have two. One is confidence.
Oh, okay. Right on.
And I already forgot what the second one was.
Okay. Maybe memory is the second one. I'm just realizing
now. What was the second one?
I have no clue.
Oh, my God.
Well, how the fuck do I know what turns you on? I know. God damn it. I shouldn't know. It's someone cooking for you.
It is someone cooking
for you. I know.
Yeah. If they know how
God
to cook.
God damn it. I don't want to know my mother's turn-ons.
Cooking in the kitchen is just as good as cooking in the bedroom. Sometimes even better.
Dale, have you been thinking about this? We asked you last week. Have you come to a conclusion of what turns you on that's non-sexual?
I've been thinking about it all week.
Yeah,
that's all I could think about.
Yeah.
And I've settled on smells.
Smells?
What?
What kind of smells?
Just good smells. You know, I've known a lot of people. Some smell good, some smell bad. But the ones that smell like really good, big fan.
Like a pheromone. You're into the pheromones.
Yeah, there is such a thing as pheromones.
I was actually talking to my friends about this recently, how we'll get like flashbacks of like ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
If someone walks by with a smell that smells like
them. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
worst feeling in the world.
It's a negative connotation because you're like, oh, I remember that. And that was cheap cologne, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever had a porn star put their arm around you and the smell of their perfume, it permeates your skin. Literally, that has happened to me.
Oh.
Yeah. It's happened to me. What?
It's disgusting.
Yeah. And then you're smelling that
doesn't
perfume
happen
all day.
That's not like a common thing that happens, ma'am.
Oh, that's never happened to you either?
Well, not a lot of porn stars putting their arms around me, getting their cheap perfume all over me.
Oh, okay. That's happened to me on a couple occasions.
Okay.
So, anyway.
I'm freaking out right now.
Why?
I have not thought about this in advance.
Oh, no. Here we go.
And now I'm just, it's really thrown me off. I've asked it to all of our sneaky freaks, and I guess I'll just come up with one right now.
You haven't come up with your non-sexual thing that turns you on? Because
okay,
you know why?
Because
everything turns you on. The wind blows and you fucking get hard.
Well, I was going to say, the first thing I was going to say was just
talking to a female.
Overhearing sex happening somewhere. But that's sexual.
Right.
So that turns me on.
Okay, we know that's going to turn you on because you're hearing
about sex. You know
what?
You're
supposed to be non-sexual.
Sometimes, here's one.
Wait, Dale came up with a non-sexual thing.
Yeah.
He said smell.
Okay, so I got one.
I said cooking and confidence. You said hearing someone have sex. That is not, that is sexual.
Okay, I have a better one. Sometimes when I'm working out, and I'm having to do like jumping jacks or something that's going to, it's rubbing my clothes up against my dick.
It's still sexual. It's got your dick involved. No, that's like masturbation. No, that doesn't count.
I'm not trying to masturbate, though. It's just happening.
That does not count because it's sexual. You are supposed to think of, forget about your penis for a second.
Oh, God. I don't have a good one right now. Maybe spicy foods.
What?
Spicy foods can sometimes get me all activated and hot and bothered.
Okay.
I can't think of anything else non-sexual.
I don't know. Even that is, it's you're
saying about people dancing, that's sexual.
Not really. You mean watching people dance or dancing? That's not sexual.
No, it was usually they're doing something like a sexy dance.
Oh, dirty dancing, like a tango.
Dirty dancing.
Twerking.
Tango? That was your first one?
Tango is very sexual.
All right. Fuck this. Let's go to the Sneaky Freaks, okay? They gave us a bunch of different answers, and I wanted to read some, okay?
Okay.
So in response to what's one sexual thing that turns you on, April says, the sound of my guy playing bass and the thrill of a roller coaster.
Those are two, and I like those both, April.
Those are good. Those are the thrill of a roller coaster I could see. That's the activation.
That feeling of your stomach's dropping, you don't know where it's going to go.
Oh, yeah. Alyssa says, The Mandalorian from Mandalorian. Have you watched that, Dale?
I have watched that.
Is it arousing or no?
I mean, he's wearing like a helmet the whole time. So you're
I've never seen it.
I have not seen it either, but Deez has watched it a number of times.
Maybe
so
because
maybe
he's getting all hot and bothered.
He's getting hot and bothered by whatever's going on there.
Denise says soft fabrics like silk and satin. 100% agreed.
You're 100% taking Denise's.
Yes, I'm taking Denise's. No, because recently we were gifted boxes from Like a Kitten, and
robes.
I was gifted a satin robe. And I walk around with just the satin robe and dick out. It's very arousing.
I just visualized this. Why do I want to hear about this?
I feel like Hugh Hefner walking around in my satin robe. And it's for a woman, I think. And it goes up, just goes right, just ends right below my penis. It's very short.
Your penis? Do you know that
penis.
Can I just sidetrack us for a second and tell you that when I was getting my manicure the other day, the manicurist says to me that she knows someone in particular, a relative of hers, who was married for 48 years and never saw their husband's penis.
Oh, God.
She
the
said penis.
I love it.
How do you not see your husband's penis? I mean, I just had to go
48 years?
48 years she's been married.
Never seen the penis.
How do you not see the penis?
Maybe.
Don't they even take a shower and by accident walk in on each other or something like that could have happened? She said, no, they turn the lights off. But when they're showering, they're turning the lights off?
She has no clue what it looks like.
She's the same person who said on her honeymoon, no one taught her about sex. So when her husband came, she thought he peed on her.
Oh, my God. This is why we talk about sex, Mother.
This is why we do it.
We got to talk about the coming.
This is why we do it.
Lisa says really deep conversation equals great lube. Maybe not as good as Uber lube, but still great lube.
That's foreplay.
Sage says when a man laughs at my jokes, it's legit a thing for me.
Sage, 100% agree.
Really?
I love
it. Turns you on?
Oh, it turns me on like a radio.
Oh. Like a radio?
There was an old song that goes, you turn me on like a radio. No one heard this, of course, because you guys are way too young for that.
Okay. I'll look into that one later. Tony says, listening to an intelligent woman speak. I just enjoy listening to Dr. Lena Wen speak. So smooth and intelligent.
I like that too. I agree.
Who's Dr. Lena Wen?
No clue, but I like the fact that...
She's smooth and intelligent.
Yeah, that she gets turned on by an intelligent person, especially a woman. That's great.
Megan says Jason Momoa, which is kind of a sexual thing. Yeah, it's a person.
Who the hell is Jason Momoa?
He's the guy in Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Right? It's
Khal Drogo.
Khal Drogo, yeah.
Yeah, it's borderline sexual.
He's a sexy man. Rachel says, gorgeous architecture, live music, showering, and then getting into a bed with clean sheets. Oh, how about going to a hotel room? That's mine.
What?
Any hotel room.
Gets you very
turned on. If I'm alone in a hotel room, boom.
I think if you're alone anywhere, it's boom. It's constant booming. I don't know what's going on with you lately. You're like the world's horniest son.
I have a mug here that says world's horniest mom.
Which I got from Tosh.0.
Yeah. Okay, let's not call out who's the world's horniest, okay? Should I keep going with these?
Yes.
We got a lot of responses over
here.
Let's go. Okay, TJ says, I'd have to say being in an unoccupied space like an old building or a vacant house or even deep in the woods with no one around is a huge turn on for me.
So a lot of these people are saying the context, the surrounding area is a turn on.
That would,
Shocker. Shocker that you're turned on by.
No, I'm actually not.
Oh, you don't want to be in the woods?
I think in this situation, my penis would go into my body. I would be terrified. An old vacant house? Are you fucking kidding me? The ghosts around?
Yeah, that would not be good for you.
No chance.
No.
Cold. Anyway, Carlos goes on. He says, I would have to say when a woman smells good and has nice hair.
There we go. Just like he copied Dale.
Pheromones, baby. Hillary says, watching men drive, especially when they're driving a manual or when they turn around, looking back to reverse, and they hold onto your headrest.
Okay, who is this?
That's Hillary.
Hillary, I do not share this at all.
Why?
I am terrified when I get in the car with D's. That does not turn me on at all.
Well, what about that move where they put the hand on the headrest and they turn around and they look?
I kind of like that.
It's a very masculine thing.
Do people still
thing.
Do that when they got their rear view camera?
I think... No, I don't at all. I don't move my head.
Okay.
I'm looking down. And that's it. You do the hand on the...
Oh, big time. Yeah.
You do?
Well, one, I don't have a backup camera.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But two, I've heard that people like that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I've just always done it.
You
but
practice
I was like,
alone.
Yeah, why stop?
Even when there's nobody in the front seat. You just do it anyway. Okay.
I completely agree.
You've heard
that people get turned on by this?
Yeah. I've heard that that's like a thing.
This is a thing?
Yeah.
I can see it. There's something very, very powerful about this move. Like, don't worry. I got this.
I'm a manly man.
I'm a manly man. Shelby goes on to say, when the guy at my car wash is doing a really great job cleaning the interior of my car. Now, when she said this, I started to think, is she picturing this guy with his ass out and he's like washing the windows inside? Or is this just some guy cleaning the car and she's excited about it?
I don't know. Who is this? Shelby?
Yeah, it's Shelby.
Shelby, we need more information on what's going on in the car wash.
Well, we got a follow-up from Raylene who says, if my husband washes a dish or helps me clean up around the house, he can get whatever he wants, if you know what I mean.
See, that is what my love language is. Service.
Servants.
Not servants.
Yeah.
No, it's not servants. It's service. it's like the Call of Duty.
We got a lot more, I think. I think we're going to cap it off at that right now. But we really appreciate, of course, Mr. Bean writes, mine is watching the sheep all run to the pasture or farting loud in church.
Okay. What the hell's wrong with this guy? Farting loud in church.
Also, watching sheep run to the pasture, that's a sexual thing for you, Mr. Bean. So
we already know he likes to have sex with sheep.
That's okay. Right. Okay, so we'll leave it at
and
that.
By the way, a little teaser. Mom's news is also similar to that.
I
have something special for Mom's news that has something to do with something other than human beings. Why are you flogging me? What the fuck is this?
This is what I'm introducing the show now.
No, put my flogger down.
This episode is sponsored by Like a Kitten, which sends you boxes full of wonderful toys and gifts.
And I don't think it was meant for you to flog me. Okay?
I had to order this box for my mother.
Which is embarrassing as it is.
And I had to fucking put in a request for a flogger.
Okay, put that flogger down. And by the way, it's embarrassing enough that I have to open this box in front of you, but I got to open it in front of Dale as well now.
Why are you more awkward in front of Dale than me?
Because we've been doing this podcast for almost 6 years.
Dale, how do you feel about seeing my mother's flogger?
He's just curious.
Is what it is, you know?
It is what it is. All right, let's get into our lives.
Do you think your mom and dad have floggers?
Every time we go through this, mother.
I'd like to know.
You know, if I was betting, I'd say no. I don't think there's any flogging going on.
Right. I mean, would you bet that I have a flogger?
I'd say you're certainly more likely than my parents to have a flogger.
That's fair. Do you have a flogger?
No.
Is it I'm flog free. You're flog free? Is it something that you think one day you'd like to acquire?
You know, I'm open to it.
Okay, I just needed to hear that you're open to it.
Yeah,
we can get you. We can arrange that.
We can arrange a lot of things.
Yeah.
Lately, I've just been like gifting all my friends with vibrators.
My friends have gotten into the habit of now they come over and they just start taking sex shit from me.
Yeah. Well, they figure you're not using it.
That's exactly right. My friend came over. She takes a fucking feather. Not even a question. She just takes it. And I was like, yeah, you can have that.
Oh.
But it was, yeah, the fuck is that?
He's been patiently saving up all the sex toys over the years.
I have
some of them are probably getting disintegrating, you know, the plastic.
I discovered when I moved all of this lube that I had been fucking getting from all these different sex events and shit like that.
Yeah.
It just covered, like a layer of lube covered one of the drawers that I was moving out of. Disgusting. All right.
That's a hint that you better get a girlfriend soon.
That's why you use Uber Lube only.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Speaking of a very unbelievable announcement, Dale, I'm excited to tell you this. As you guys know, I was complaining for a change about my singledom last episode.
And you complain every episode about your singledom. What do you mean last episode? What? Put that flogger down. This is not funny. Put that damn flogger down. I'm going to flog you like and when you were a little kid, I needed this.
So I am still single. However, I have to share a story. So this, what?
I know where this is going.
Okay, so I this past week had the boys over, okay? And we're all commiserating about how the dating apps are impossible, how no one's swiping right, how fucking it's just impossible to meet anyone. And we've been on there for months without any luck. What?
It may have something to do with the pictures that you choose.
Can you stop for one second? Let me tell a goddamn story.
Okay, go ahead.
So we're all commiserating. And then there's one kid, the new guy. He's hanging out with us for the first time. And he's silent. And I go, what's going on with you? What's happening over here? And he goes, it's not really my experience on these dating apps. I go, what do you mean it's not your experience? And he shows me his Hinge app, and he opens up the tab where you can see all your matches, and he starts scrolling. And he must have 100 matches and conversations going.
Is he a good-looking dude?
It's unbelievable. He is a good-looking dude. But, we're all fairly decent-looking dudes.
Yeah, I think you're a good-looking dude. But this is,
it's just like night and day. I mean, I went from I have 3 months of no matches, and I'm looking at this kid. He's getting dozens a day.
Is he paying for these matches?
Not paying. So I said, we got to do a fucking work session after this. Oh. We're going to workshop this shit.
Very good.
Okay, so after the dinner, he sticks around, and my other friend Joel sticks around. And the three of us start going through, and he goes, yeah, basically in 2009, I started doing these dating apps. This is my friend. We'll call him, we'll use his name, Itai.
Itai.
That's a fucking Hebrew name.
Oh, sorry. I've just never heard of that name.
Okay, so Itai, maybe that's why he's doing so well. Anyway, so Itai starts going off about how, he started doing the dating apps in 2009. He just kind of figured out how to do it and hacked the system. He figured it out.
Oh.
So he starts going through, first the pictures. And he's like, okay, we got to, he starts looking at my pictures. And he's like,
where have I heard that before?
No. He does not say what you're saying, which is, oh, you got clown pictures.
Yeah, you got clown pictures. You got to get a little 2-year-old that's sticking in there. Fist in your head.
I'm going to hit you with the flogger.
Again with a flogger.
I'm just saying, he said the issue is not that you have clown pictures. It's actually that you have all these pictures that your mother probably took of you, which she did. He didn't say this, but my mother took all these pictures of me.
I don't like this. What's his name?
Itai.
Itai.
I'm
going
to try to get him on the show.
You blame it on me?
He didn't mention that. I mentioned that. He was like, you have too many pictures where you're posing for the camera.
And what are you going to do? Some subtle look off in the distance? Like he said, let's surprised?
Go. First he took a picture of me. He's like, this is good lighting. It's kind of dark. He was candle lit with the fucking fire in front of us. And he had me looking off, not even toward to the screen, to the camera shot. I was looking at my friend, and it looked like I was mid-conversation.
So in other words, it's a natural picture.
Very natural.
All right, I get to.
Then he was like, okay, the other ones, you got to be doing something fun to show off what
you
actually do with your life.
Well, I like the one I took of you when you didn't have a top on.
No, yeah, you can't do that, Mom. No, first of all, top's on.
Okay, what about if you were doing Muay Thai?
Muay Thai?
Yes.
Nope, can't do that either. I guess that could be fine. But he was like, let's go through your shared albums that your friends have taken of you. You know, and I started looking at the ones that, you know, recent weddings I've been to. We start selecting a few. He starts rearranging them. Then we start going through the prompts. And he's like, oh, you know, this prompt, he was specifically two truths and a lie. Very good to get some information. You want to get the information out about you to make you a three-dimensional, authentic guy. Because in the past, I was just doing funny jokes on there.
Well, maybe joking around is not always a good turn on.
Wrong.
What?
So you also need to be joking around while giving away this information.
All right, so we're going to have him on the show, and he's going to give everybody ideas on what to do.
That's exactly right. We're going to have him on here. But basically, he fucking redoes all this. And overnight, I have 10 new matches.
No.
10.
No.
10.
Really?
Yes. And
you took the little kid that was off your head?
No, I never had the kid in my head. There were actually more than 10 matches. 10 are the people that I said, okay, let's start a conversation with.
So the algorithm changed.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
I think that's big.
What caused the change? So,
Dale, last time we talked about how should I just fucking restart the account?
Yeah.
But I think if you do like a whole rehaul, almost treat it like a fucking...
Yeah, you took everything down, put everything up.
Yeah. Can you fucking believe this, Dale?
How many clown pictures did you put on there?
What do you mean? There's no... What do you mean? You want to look at this?
No, not right now. I do not.
Why?
Because I wanted to just say one thing. Yeah. I've been telling you to get rid of the clown pictures.
Some of them are...
For years.
They're fun pictures.
They're not fun pictures.
They show these pictures show fun stuff about me.
You know what else I don't like? When people like list, like you put them with five of your friends and you have to literally you have no clue which one is the actual person. I don't like
that. Well, that actually is one
of
my.
You put one of five.
But that's like four, the fourth.
Why would you want to put, especially if you have other good looking guys, you're like, whoa, this guy's good looking, this guy's good looking, you know?
Why do you think that I'm not as good looking as my
I'm
friends
not saying
always?
It, but you should have good looking friends. But.
No, that's not the point, Mom. The point is that you're saying I'm not as good looking as my friends.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that you don't want him to get distracted by other people.
I was getting distracted. In fact, I was complimented on my glasses in that picture. I also, by the way,
I don't believe you should put the glasses on.
God damn it, Mother. This is the answer.
You put sunglasses on.
You want matches,
on.
You don't have your mother give you fucking feedback on this shit.
If you have sunglasses on, then no one knows what your eyes look like.
They were just regular
glasses?
Yes.
Those are nice.
Those are nice.
I thought you were talking about you wearing sunglasses.
No.
You know what else
you
I hate?
You always tell me to take off my regular glasses, my prescription glasses, when I'm taking a picture.
And you know what else I don't like?
Huh?
When people put themselves in front of like a big yacht. Or like some sort of race car. You know, you don't need to show off like that.
Right. I put myself in front of a big mariachi band and I played the video. I put the video up there on that.
Oh, that's
kind of
cute.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Well, it's working.
Anyway.
You're getting matches.
I've got the matches. Now we got to finally go on dates. It's very hard. They say they want to go on the dates and then they actually arrange the date that they show up at. It seems impossible. It's unbelievable.
Did you put on... any of them that you wanted to go out with older women that are more mature and less game playing?
No.
Well, then this is why you're getting game playing.
Oh, God. I will say one thing that Itai told me was...
for older women?
No, he did not. He said comment and like on the actual... their prompts, what they say with an open-ended question as opposed to just like commenting on one of their pictures or some shit.
Oh, you got to interact on the pictures.
No, you don't. Comment on the or like the pictures. You comment or like on the text.
All right. I'm not familiar with these dating apps.
Mother. Dale.
All right.
What are your thoughts on all this?
I mean, that's good intel.
Thank you.
It's good intel.
Worth having him on the show, right?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to pick his brain.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, we did have two questions over here.
What?
From a listener regarding dating apps.
Okay.
Is there ever a situation where a guy can use any form of a selfie as a pic and it's not cringeworthy to a woman? And so that's exactly what we were coming up against.
What?
The form of a selfie.
Oh, because if it's a selfie, then people aren't interested in you?
I don't think...
Do you feel the same way about women?
No, I think if she's looking good, it's you could do it.
Thank you.
But I don't think it's the
Thank
same.
You.
It doesn't mean the
yeah,
same
it's
with
the same
guy.
Thing.
No.
If a guy's good looking,
no.
yeah, you don't mind
yeah,
it.
Maybe. But
maybe
I think
if
it's
he's
helpful
flexing
if you
his
if,
muscles
if you,
going like
if
this,
you
maybe,
show
yeah.
the fucking personality. I would say no selfies and no photos where you're just like posing for the camera. That'd be my advice.
I would have no pictures to display.
We also have another question here, which is all of my prompts are jokes, but I don't know if I should purely focus on putting answers that I specifically find funny and thus would filter matches heavily to someone that shares a similar sense of humor, or play to the crowd, so to speak, and do more digestible jokes better for a wider audience.
Okay. When I was on the dating app, I was in love with the guy because he was really funny. So I say, if you're funny, put the jokes up there.
I would say, yeah, play to what you find funny, and also make sure that it's not every single fucking prompt and answer is just a joke.
Don't make it all about jokes.
It's got to be about showing off your who you are, dude. What are they going to see when they fucking meet you?
Yeah.
This is what I've learned. I don't know. I haven't met the person
well,
yet.
Well, right now you could be an expert on it because you went from 0 to 10.
And at this point is more. That was just overnight.
And I know they're good-looking girls.
Yep.
All right.
All right. So moving right along, Mother, what's going on in your life?
I liked what you said that you were looking at some of my pictures.
I did. I saw one of your TikToks. And I said, that's a fun mom.
It made my day.
Yeah.
It was very sweet.
It's true. Isn't she a fun mom?
Fun mom.
It's a fun fucking mom. I was looking there. I was like, sweet. You're dancing like a fucking nut in front of your camera. Why? It's
why
a fun
I
mom.
That? I don't know why I do that, but it puts me in a good mood.
How did you become a fun mom?
What?
Some moms are not fun.
Those are the boring moms.
Boring moms.
Yeah.
But you became a fun mom.
I'm always a fun person.
Okay.
Okay. So speaking of that, somebody shape-shifted me. What is that called?
What is that called? Deepfaked. You got deepfaked.
I got deepfaked.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I was deepfaked.
So why are you so happy?
I don't know. This random guy just like put my face and saying all these words. It was good.
You're the only person who would ever want to be deepfaked.
I know. I was very excited about being deepfaked. But speaking of that,
it's unbelievable.
I've gotten a lot of crazy ass requests on TikTok. It's out of
really?
Control. Yeah. Should we go through some of them?
Yes, we should.
This is the section that was formerly called Hit On or Shit On. It's now just Karen's Hit On.
It's called Mom's Suitors.
Mom's Being Hit On.
We're going to figure out a name for this right. segment, but what's going on here, Mother?
Well, something's going on.
Fucking blasted the document that we're working off of with all this shit.
My emails are being clogged up. My TikTok is out of control.
What's going on here? What
I don't
did you
know.
Do?
I just put up one video of some guy who asked me for a PS5, and I said, I'll think about it. And that's all I had to say. And then 25,000 followers later, these people are asking me for everything.
These are emails, though.
I know. They got my email address.
How did they get your email address?
They're stalking me.
Wait, what? Did you put your email on TikTok?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Take it off to TikTok. What?
What?
What are you talking about? Why not?
How are they supposed to contact me?
Mom, you don't need this Morris contacting you saying, hey, it's me, Morris from TikTok. I'm sorry if I upset you. I really need a friend to chat with. If you don't mind, will you be my friend? You need that email?
He just wanted
you're
to be my
missing
friend.
All of our emails. And you're getting this fucking email?
Yeah.
I can't believe this.
Why?
We've had such issues with them emails.
You had to
pay a fuckload of money because you missed an email the other day.
This is a sweet one. It's called My Feeling from someone named Leo. He says, the only time I have realized I have secretly fallen for you is when everything around me reminds me of you in the smallest things and in the most unexpected moments, and I cannot tell you a single thing about it.
What the fuck?
It's fucking poetic.
What is that?
I don't know, but it was sweet.
Are you gonna respond to Leo?
I think I did. I said that's very sweet.
Oh my god.
This other guy says, can I have your phone number? Kindly have been following you and I'm much interested in you. And then we get Abraham asking, hi Karen. I'm from Ethiopia. I need your help. I saw your videos on TikTok and YouTube if you can please help me, we go on to the next one.
What?
Where
if you can please help me what? I need to continue my education. I got a bachelor's degree from Jimma University in Ethiopia.
And then I need to continue a master's degree if you can help me,
You're
please.
Missing emails from the DMV.
Yeah.
A bunch of shit. Because you're getting the fucking inbox clogged up with this shit.
Chrisum says, my name is Chrisum. Please, I'm single and searching for a sugar mommy that I will
mummy.
Love.
A sugar mummy.
I will love and cherish with all my heart. I love you. Oh, and then this is the best one. Hello, Queen Karen. I'm reaching out because I would like to know, I'd like you to sell any of your dirty panties. I would love to buy a pair from you if you do. I'm sure you get crazy requests. You are absolutely gorgeous. Yours truly, Matthew.
And then he's got a bunch of degrees.
Very smart man. He wants my panties. So, I mean, I was thinking, what do you think?
What do you mean, what I think?
What do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think?
Do you think I should sell my panties?
How much? $5,000 deal.
You think $5,000?
How much should my mother sell her panties for?
See how much you can get. You know?
I did follow up.
What did you say?
How much were you thinking?
Oh, you put it in his court.
Yeah.
To find out.
Yeah. I knew in every good negotiation, you don't throw out the number first.
What number would you accept? $2,000.
$2,000? I was going with $10.
$10?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I mean, I've sold my feet pictures for $150 before.
Yeah, but what about the panties?
I've never sold panties. I've been requested and it just didn't feel right.
It's intense.
Yeah, but and they used panties too.
So you're going to be putting your shit in the mail.
Why don't I say I'll do it and then send
I feel
them
bad
your,
for the fucking
your,
mailman.
I'll send you your boxers.
Oh my God. I actually have been digging through my shit recently. I am getting tested for parasites and ova and worms.
Oh my God.
And
I
have to do 5 fecal samples. I'm fucking having to collect my shit for 3 days straight in a fucking receptacle.
This is from when you
just scoop it out.
When you were in Mexico.
Yeah.
You caught a worm.
I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but I do not recommend shitting outside of a toilet bowl and just. It smells horrible.
What are you talking about?
The toilet bowl really helps. When you put it directly in water, it really helps the smell. If you keep the shit outside of the toilet bowl.
What are you doing?
I have to collect my stool. What do you mean, what am I doing?
What are you talking about water in the toilet bowl versus...
I have like a basin that I have to put under my ass and I shit in the basin.
You're shitting in like a bedpan.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you're talking about. You talk about the water and the dish and the shit.
I just took a scooper and put it in the fucking shit. And for 3 days, I have to collect my stool. Disgusting. And then the guy that was giving me this test was making it sound so easy. He's like, yeah, every morning you take this shit and you'll be done by Friday. I was like, what are you talking about? I could go days without shitting. What are you talking about every morning?
I couldn't do it.
Every day?
I don't shit every day.
You don't shit every day?
No, do you?
No, obviously I can go weeks without shitting. Dale?
That's absurd. How do you not shit every day?
That was Jesus' response.
Yeah. I don't shit every day.
What's your frequency?
Like at least once a day. Like usually more than once. I drink a ton of coffee though. So
Cam doesn't drink coffee.
So I might have to just squeeze it out.
Yeah, you would do that and you're gonna squeeze out some worms. I'm throwing up right now.
Anyway, can we get back to the guys? For some reason, I prefer guys hitting on you than this conversation.
Yeah, well, anyway, disgusting. What do you think about the whole situation?
I think that it's $2,000, and if you get anything less than that, you don't negotiate.
So if he says $1,800, you'll say no?
Yeah.
Who's going to pay me over?
Why is he going to pay $1,800, not $2,000?
Who's going to pay over $100?
For your panties?
Yes.
Why does he want your panties in the first place?
Gonna whack off.
You just look at it.
No,
just sniff it.
Who knows?
Oh, all right. It's not for me. I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, but that's not for me.
Speaking of yucking yums, I think it's time for Mom's News.
Actually, you're missing the fact that I had a.
Oh, you got a hit on.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a fucking hit on.
What did you get? Oh no,
Alicia. fucking slid into my DMs in response to a funny video that I thought I put out where I was basically doing some kissy faces into the camera. I don't think that's...
No, you weren't doing kissy faces in the camera. Are you talking about this video I saw of you kissing a Buddha?
Yeah. So she,
that was very weird.
That's fine. I didn't need this to wake up to this fucking message, which said, at first I was scared. Now I'm even more scared. Also, I know you must get this a lot, but you look just like Lin-Manuel Miranda.
It's like putting a dagger through your heart.
It's like, talk about waking up on the wrong side of the bed. It's the worst side of the bed to wake up on in the world. I cannot stand Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Well, as all the sneaky freaks know, Lin-Manuel. He hates him because he didn't like his portrayal in Mary Poppins. He wanted Dick Van Dyke and he got Lin-Manuel.
To start things, yes. For starters, yes. And then, actually for enders, that's enough. He really butchered Mary Poppins Returns. And I don't even want to see his other work because I'm so irate. And he look. I don't even like the way he looks. He's not a handsome man.
He is a handsome man.
He's not a handsome man. Dale, back me up on this.
I mean, I wouldn't say he's on like the hot end of the spectrum.
No, he's not.
Like, yeah.
No, he's on the annoying ass, not Dick Van Dyke end of the spectrum. This is a dagger to my heart. Is absolutely right.
Okay.
That was the worst morning wake up call.
You usually get Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men.
I would have preferred that.
You'd rather be with a serial killer than someone who created Hamilton.
Yes. I got the message and I almost got back into bed. I was like, this day is fucked.
Are you kidding me?
I was so fucking bummed.
I'm not surprised because I know how you feel about Lin-Manuel.
I wonder if Alicia listens to this podcast and knows.
She must know.
Okay.
Because that was outrageous.
That was fucking bullshit.
That was pretty damn funny.
It's not that funny.
Of all things to say to you.
And I got that on Hinge before, too, where someone slides in and says, let's not talk about it. We'll move on to Mom's News.
All right. Mom's News, I found this actually on YouTube. No, I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's time for Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News. Mom's News is a segment of our show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. Now, Mother, what do you got for us today?
Today I've got actually on YouTube.
News?
No, it was actually TLC UK, and I found this
Tender Love and Care.
Yes, I think TLC means it's short for Tender Love and Care. It's on the UK and from the UK. Okay, it's a legit source.
Well, it's not a news source, Mom.
All right, whatever. It's Sex with My Car, My Strange Addiction is the title.
Oh, God.
So I thought this would be very interesting for us to dissect.
Because Jesus.
After hearing about this guy, I was like...
This video has 14 million views?
My name is Nathaniel. I'm 27 years old.
He's in a serious relationship with his car.
And I'm in a serious relationship with my car.
He's literally making out.
Morning, baby. My handsome man.
Nathaniel is in a committed relationship with a car that he's named Chase. He met Chase in a resale lot.
All right, so he's kissing Chase on the fender and saying, I love you, baby.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not going to get into all the details about what's going on here, but it's called objectophilia is when a person develops a strong emotional and sexual relationship with an inanimate object.
Okay.
So apparently he has objectophilia.
Honestly?
Yes.
Is this a non-sexual thing that turns him on?
Well, you can also be turned on.
I guess like, this would be a sexual thing.
Look at this. Some cases include attractions to a roller coaster, just like we were discussing earlier.
Exactly.
An elevator and the Eiffel Tower. I actually saw a TV show once that a guy had a very strong attachment to a toaster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A lot of your mom's news have been people falling in love with inanimate objects or animals recently, Mother.
I know.
Are you trying to tell us something?
I'm trying to say that we should be more open-minded.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
A lot of people, you just assume that people are going to have like a heterosexual relationship or a homosexual relationship.
You don't think about objectphilia.
I don't think people realize that that's a thing. And he doesn't, and he's, this guy, when it goes on further onto the video about, he's afraid to let people know about this because he thinks he'll be fired from his job.
Oh, but this is pretty outing. I mean, he's making out and fucking humping his car over here.
And his roommate also thinks it's a little odd. And then he is very nervous. But
would you be weirded out if you found out that your roommate Deez was fucking your car at night?
I would find that he'd be cheating on me.
He's
in a relationship with me and he's fucking the car.
It's not appropriate.
Have you ever had any kind of thoughts about fucking your car? It's a Corolla.
No.
What if you had like a Maserati or a Lamborghini?
No. I've not had one lick of arousal for my car.
Nothing.
Dale?
Doesn't do it for me.
It doesn't do it for me.
All right. Well, this guy is now making out with the hood of the car. And then he actually sticks, like, he's all the way on the ground here with this bump, the bumpers in his face.
Wow.
Yeah. He's definitely in a sexual relationship with his car.
I will say that he is a tender lover when it comes to the car.
Yeah, he's very sweet. And he doesn't ever stay more than 24 hours away from Chase.
Does he ride the car?
Oh, he drives a car. He doesn't like when people borrow the car, though. And he doesn't like when people ding the car.
Oh, I could imagine.
Here's the
this is a pretty dangerous...
Here's the last bit of...
There have been times it brought tears to my eyes because I wasn't with him at work. His picture's on my desktop, so I see his face all the time. It really bothers me when he gets dinged or scratched. If somewhere would have
the guy seems like a real sweetie.
I just have to gather myself.
He's crying.
He's very emotional. He's a sensitive lad.
Oh, wow. All right. I won't judge. No more judging people who are fucking inanimate objects.
Right. I mean, I got a little choked up when I saw him being choked up.
Really?
Yeah,
it's very moving.
Because I'm thinking cars don't last that long.
Oh, you're right.
What would happen if, God forbid, something happened to Chase?
Does it need to be running?
What do you mean, does it need to be running?
Maybe he'll love it even when it doesn't run.
Like, you know, just like keep it as a memento?
Yeah, you just fucking keep it in the fucking
He loves driving it, though.
I don't know what to tell you, mother.
Well, that was Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Thank you for that, mother.
No worries.
It's time for the... It's time for the segment of the show that you all been waiting for. The time of the night or day, whatever this is, where you just start getting hot and bothered because you know it's time for Cam's Uppers is the place to be.
Living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I get to share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
excruciatingly boring.
Or?
Bland.
Or?
Snoozeworthy.
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 More like newsworthy.
Oh.
I found a YouTube guy named Steven Shapiro this week. He was just going up to strangers, asking people, like, doing crazy things. Like, every video is the same thing. Basically, it's him talking to girls, seeing if he can get their number. And he has to do like a crazy thing beforehand. So one of them is like, you know, he uses a very tiny flip phone to get the number. Or he's like saying, hey, would you smash? Like, would you fuck? He has to say that before actually getting the number.
That's what I was saying. So maybe you should do this. Let me ask you something about this guy.
Why?
Good looking guy?
Yeah, he is.
Well, why are you saying it like that?
Because I think he's pitching this channel. It's like, oh, if I could do this, anyone could do it. It just requires you to have confidence to go do this. You have like a little thing. You just go up and joke around with someone and ask them for the number. If you're confident enough to do it, you can do it.
Oh, it sounds like our friend Vince Calvin.
That's right. And I think to an extent, he's actually right watching him do this.
What do you think I said? It's all about confidence.
It's all about the confidence. That's the fucking...
That's the reason people love cougars.
That's my Cam's Uppers this week.
Confidence?
Yeah. You can go up to random people and make friends if you're in a playful setting. And you have the confidence to go and actually do that. Because who's doing that these days? No one. Everyone's going onto Hinge and saying, I'm going to meet someone that way. I'm not going to meet someone the normal way or traditional way of meeting people in person.
People are forgetting about the catching in the wild.
Catching in the wild. Exactly. I mean, I think it really helps that he's a tall, handsome guy with the nice eyes.
you're tall. Well, you're not that tall. You're a handsome guy with nice eyes.
And the eyes are not nice.
What do you mean your eyes are not nice?
I just have like regular eyes.
You do not have regular eyes. You know when you were a little baby, like under a year
oh,
old.
Oh, you're right. I got big eyes.
Yeah. You, then you're a Pisces.
But most of the time, they're not nice. People don't say they're nice eyes. They're like, whoa, something's going on with that kid's eyes.
Well, that's because sometimes one eye goes in the other direction.
They're enlarged. They're like bulging
out
of my head.
You have very nice eyes.
Okay, the point is.
And so does Lin-Manuel.
Mom, don't even start with that shit. That's going to destroy my confidence when it comes to this shit.
He has nice eyes too, though.
Mom, he doesn't have nice eyes.
Okay.
There's nothing nice about him. That's Cam's Uppers. It ended on a very down note, if
Cam's
you ask me.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be.
I can't get over this. The fucking Lin-Manuel thing is just so irritating.
You wake up in the morning thinking you're going to get a nice little like video like I get.
No.
Or a little...
No.
What's that called again? Shapeshifters? No.
A deepfake. Shapeshifters.
I was so excited about this deepfake.
Mom, you should not be excited about deepfakes. This
Dale's,
is what like, people are
Dale's
doing.
Dale's about to have a fit right now.
Yeah. Why? Isn't this crazy that most people don't want to be deepfaked because people usually make porn out of them?
Oh.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
I'm thinking I can get verified this way by
Jesus
saying, see,
Christ.
People are shapeshifting me.
Shapeshifting. Not the same.
They're deepfaking me.
Oy vey.
You know what they say? Mimicry is the most sincere form of flattery.
It is. It's true.
And my mom used to say that.
All right. I think we need to wrap it up.
All right.
So let's just say, first of all, thank you for listening.
We love you, you sneaky freaks. And
we
by
really
the way,
love you.
Are you forgetting about our ratings and reviews?
We got ratings and reviews. If you want to help us out, leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast. If you don't know how to do that, go to ratethispodcast.com/mom. It really helps us out.
We also have a text line.
Yeah, you can text us at 310-356-3920. Give us a text. Also, if you want to help us out, please share this with a friend. You know you like it. Share it with someone else who will like it. It'll bring a little levity to their lives, these dark, dismal days.
And if you want to really have some fun, join us on Patreon because that's where we have our Patreon parties, exclusive content. You're going to have a lot of fun on patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
Yes, I'm super excited to be inviting everyone to play Jackbox with us later today.
Ooh, baby.
All you sneaky
We're
freaks will
little
be seeing
party
you there.
Tonight.
And hopefully Dale can join, but no pressure, Dale. In any case, any final words that anyone needs to say, please leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this. You can do that by going to ratethispodcast.com/mom. Mother, do you want to read one?
Of course I do. This is a good one. When I grow up, I want to be Karen Lee. Love y'all. Your podcast makes an 8-hour workday fly by. Thank you for making a taboo subject seem so casual, like it should be. I love y'all's relationship and how free flow, hilarious, and truly original every conversation is! Exclamation mark. That's my kind of review.
I fucking love you. Thank you very much for leaving that.
Yes, we really appreciate you leaving this. I actually don't have who left it here. That was anonymous.
All right. Well, thank you very much for leaving it. It means the world to us. And I think it's time to sing them out, Mother.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and fucking a car named Chasey.
Okay, it wasn't your finest, but it works. Thank you for listening. We love
you. We love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.